Hey, so I know I was on, it's Saturday morning, it's like 9:22 here in New York, and I woke up literally, didn't even have my coffee yet, and I had transition on my mind. I don't know if it's because in the last podcast, I talked about the kindergarten seed money transition and the Dun's number transition, but the word transition was on my mind. So before I get into what I literally dreamt about, I want to talk about daycare transitions because this is Daycare Diary. So I want to make sure that I'm talking about daycare stuff, but it's going to all bear with me because it's going to all come together. So one thing, since I've started doing coaching and consultation, one of the main things I hear a lot of daycares, even before I started doing consultations and coaching and kind of making it a business out of it and just helping other people, the providers that used to come here and observe me with the children, they would be like, well, how are you getting them to transition so easily from one activity to another? Because they don't pay attention. They want to do their own thing. Once they start playing with the blocks, they don't want to stop playing with the blocks. They don't want to go over here. I want to do ABCs. They don't want to do the ABCs. I want to do circle time. They don't want to sit for circle. So, and I laugh because it was me. I was the same way. And some days I was just like, shoot, you don't want to do it, fine. But you can't go on. The more you do it, the more they're used to it. So it has to be a level of consistency. So that's the first thing to keep in mind when thinking about transitions. Consistency. Because the children need a routine. We all do. And not even just children. I think as adults, people need routines. People need schedules. So having a schedule and following that schedule. And don't get me wrong. Everything doesn't stay exactly the same every day. The children's moods determine what you are able to do. But there is just a technique or a way that you can, get them to do what it is you need them to do to get the observation you need. A lot of us have to do observations now. If you hear my dogs barking in the background, a lot of us have to do observations, assessments, anything that you need to get, it's capable. So let's talk about it. So transition, right? So what I've learned is observation. So, and a lot of times I start, so once I come out and say observation and assessment, I think a lot of the providers, their brains go like, all right, she's about to start going in and giving me this whole, no, you're just looking around the environment. You're observing your environment. You're observing the behaviors of the children that you work with, right? So if you know that Johnny don't sleep at night, his mom's telling you, oh, he hasn't slept last night, and he comes in and he's cranky in the morning, right? And your circle time starts, he comes in at 8 and your circle time starts at 9, but Johnny hasn't slept. Think of what you can do to make Johnny feel comfortable. Or what can you let Johnny lay down for a nap for 30 more minutes or something, and then wake him up and you know, have him eat breakfast and wean him on into circle time. So observe how your children, the mood of the children that you work with, your mood, the environment. How is your environment set up? Is your environment set up to where things are easy for them to access? Do you have too many toys out? What distractions do you have during the circle time or during the tabletop activity that you want to do with them, learning activity that you want to do with them? And a lot of us now are doing play-based activities. So some of the toys that they're using to play with, you can observe them playing with, and that will be your assessment. You can assess how they're interacting with each other. You can assess how, if they can sort when they're cleaning up, are they sorting which toy goes in which box? You know, puzzles, things like that. So you're observing the environment and the children. The assessment part, now once you observe, you want to say, okay, all right, so now I know during circle time, this person likes to sit this and that, blah, blah, blah. So for me, for an example, I have the children come in and I know they're going to want to play as soon as they come in. One, they just got up, they don't want to be here. So my arrival activities are things that they can either, where they can come in and say, I say, okay, where, and I base that based on if I know that they're going to want to go somewhere, that's how you're observing, you're looking. Every day, children will choose the same thing every day. So be intentional. So once you know that they're going to say, come in and say, oh, hey, I want to play with magnet tiles. Make sure you have the magnet tiles out on the table. If you know they're going to say, oh, I want to play in the kitchen. Now, the kitchen is a little bit messy. So if you know that the kitchen is messy because there's a lot of dishes, there may be a lot of food, are you going to leave all of the food out for them to take out so that when it's time to clean up, it takes them longer? That's where it comes to scheduling. How are you scheduling? Are they going to be playing in the kitchen for 2 hours? And then you decide, okay, guys, let's clean up and go do circle time and do some real learning. You know, so it's about observing your environment, observing the time schedules, observing the children, and then making a plan to execute. And it's not always going to be the same. Children, like I said, certain things they do the same, but they get bored too if it's not fun for them. So if you don't make it fun, they're not going to keep want to do it. And listen, I'm going somewhere with this, so stay with me. So transition, right? So that's in the daycare setting. A lot of providers have trouble with transition, and I say it's about planning, about consistency, about being willing to change if something doesn't work. Constant change if something does not work out. So in life and business, and I was thinking about transition from who we were to who we are and who we may become. I don't know why this is on, it's been on my mind, it's sitting on my head. And so when I think about transitioning from not just when I became a business owner, but when I had the thoughts to become a business owner, and transitioning from wanting to quit at times and transitioning to want my mindset, has changed about a lot. And I owe that to the school I'm in right now and the people that I'm surrounding. I get frustrated easily, and I get where I'm like, I'll complain and I'll say, well, why is this happening? Why is this person not doing that? Well, what did I do for this person, this and that? But transitioning my mindset to say, well, there's a season for everything and there's a reason for everything. And when that season comes, I start to see the reason why certain things happen. And literally all the time. And I say, yeah, the way God works, how he set that up, how he got this person out of my life, and how he put this in place for me to have this, for me to be able to transition into this and transition into, is amazing. Because it happens without us even really realizing what's going on. We're like, why is he doing this? Why is my enrollments, something else I think I mentioned in another podcast, a lot of enrollments are low. Why are my enrollments low? Maybe your enrollments are low so that you can have time to observe your environment better and maybe get the four or the five kids that you do have on a routine so that when other kids do come in, they can just somewhat be transitioned into that routine. Maybe you need a better understanding of licensing. A lot of things are changing in the licensing requirements. Maybe you need that time. Sometimes having less kids is less stressful for you. So For me, transition is just, it's become easy. It's become an easier thing. And you would think with her going through, like I said, the last podcast, surviving COVID, that we'd be like normal to things changing and just be able to pivot or to be like, okay, well, and it's still, I don't think it transition will ever be easy. Don't get me wrong. It's become an easier thing for me, but I don't think it will ever be the easiest thing for me to do. Because again, you still have, there's still steps you have to take to make that transition. And make sure that once you are making that transition, you're able to continue to take the steps to do that. Because sometimes I get inconsistent. Look at what I'm doing with the podcast. It's Saturday. What I say every Monday, right? And blocking out time to do that and not just getting on and deciding I'm going to talk and not really scheduling. And so I get real, I just think that when I think about transition and how it has changed my way of thinking, because literally, daycare is my life. It's what I love, it's what I do. Like, if I don't hang out or do anything else, I'm going to do daycare. I can talk about daycare all day. I love it. Something that is not just a career. It's something I really, really love to do. And research. I go down a rabbit hole. I'll sit down on the computer for hours and just research. I love researching things. But tying daycare into the way I do things in daycare, into the things I do in life, like transition, observing, and assessing, has become something that I've been doing as of lately. And to think all this time I've been doing daycare, and I didn't think to say, well, if I have to do observations and assessments of my daycare setting every, whatever, week or quarterly, why am I not observing and assessing my life and my daily self and routines? I'm assessing the observing and assessing the kids. I need to do some observation and assessment of myself so that I can make better transitions into the positions I want to be in, into the mindset I want to be in, into the people I want to be around. So, and like I said, see, it's tying together. I'm not just rambling this time. That's the mindset I am in right now. And I want anybody who's listening to know that you're not the only one. Everybody struggles with transitions. Everybody struggles with change. But there comes a time where you have to think about, how can I fix it? You know what the problem is. Now let's get to the solution. How are we solving this problem of the way you think or the way you transition or change into something else? What observations can you make about yourself that you know may need to be changed? And what people are around you that are promoting growth? So I just wanted to get on and say that. It was really heavy on my mind this morning. I literally woke up. I still haven't had my coffee. I woke up thinking about this. The word transition. And I wanted to get on and talk about it because I know I've spoken to a number of daycare providers that are having trouble with transition, but not really. And then thought about it, like, it's not just providers, it's everybody. Everybody has a hard time with transitioning. So, whether it's a new role in life and jobs. So, I just want to say, give yourself grace. Take a deep breath. Even if you have to get a pen and paper, you want to record it on your phone, do an observation of yourself. Do an observation report. If you're a daycare provider, do one of yourself. The same one like you would do for a child, do an observation of yourself. And then assess this. Do an assessment. I think on this on this Anchor app, they have a question thing. I'm going to try that question thing option. I want to know what you guys come up with. What have you observed about yourself? What have you assessed? Because I'm going to do mine today. After I have my coffee, or while I'm drinking my coffee, I'm going to be observing, doing an observation report and assessment of myself. Okay, and I hope that you guys have a good Saturday. Looks like it's going to rain here. But enjoy your weekend. Everybody be safe. And again, thank you for listening to me. I appreciate every last one of y'all. And I will speak to you next time.